In 2011, on a Saturday afternoon, I celebrated the vigil mass for the Ascension of the Lord in a nursing home. Actually, it was in one small room in the nursing home. There were two priests in the room. One of us was celebrating the mass, and the other priest was dying. I held it together fairly well, right up until I prayed the words of the preface at the beginning of the Eucharistic prayer. The preface for the Ascension proclaims this beautiful and comforting thought: where Jesus has gone, we hope to follow. I had to pause because at that moment I kept thinking, where Jesus has gone, this dear dying priest will soon follow. The veil will be pulled back. He will see the one whom he preached, whose sacrifice he celebrated, and whose mercy he extended. Soon he would be recognized as a sheep of the Lord's own flock, a lamb of the Lord's own fold, a preacher of the Lord's own gospel, and a sinner of the Lord's own redeeming. Where Christ had gone before, he soon would follow. And one day, so will each of you. So will I. But Christ has not abandoned us. He has not gone from us with the final blessing on the mountain. Jesus has not left us simply with instructions to find our way to the house of the Father. The law and the prophets and the gospels and the letters are not simply instructions and directions. The law and the prophets and the gospels and the letters show us the one who is our companion on the journey. Jesus has not only gone before us to prepare the way and to show the way. Jesus walks with us. And so we meet him, as the disciples did on the road to Emmaus in the breaking of the bread. We meet Jesus when apostolic hands are imposed upon the sick and the oil for anointing pours forth. We meet Jesus when he blesses with his presence a woman and man who profess marriage vows, as he did at Cana in Galilee. We meet Jesus when the apostle extends his own ministry by the laying on of hands. We meet Jesus when the word of mercy is proclaimed and the robe and the ring are restored to a child of God. We meet Jesus when the water pours forth in the baptismal font. We meet Jesus in his sacraments. And through his sacraments, Jesus walks with us. In his sacraments, Jesus makes us ready to enter that temple not made by human hands. Through his sacraments, Jesus brings the grace, glory, and power of heaven into our lives. So that on a day and an hour known only to God, our lives, my life and your life, may enter into the grace, power, and glory of heaven. But today, Jesus invites us to his table. Today, Jesus Christ summons us to his sacrifice. Today, Jesus Christ unites his church to heaven and opens heaven to his church. For one day, we will follow where Jesus has gone before. But today we will follow, for Jesus is here. Amen.